If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone. So go grab that stick. Go grab a glass or whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have that conversation. You can follow me on Instagram at Smoke World Podcast and the email stone@smokeworldpodcast.com and the website. Let's talk a little bit about the website. I've been getting great feedback from the sponsors on the website. And guess what, folks? Guess what? You've been asking me about the swag. I said, hey, man, that's not my thing. But guess what, folks? If you go to the website, smokeworldpodcast.com, there is a swag tag. That's correct. Smoke World has swag. Where you gonna go to get that? Y'all like that? Ah, you know I had that in me. Mind your business. But anyway, folks, smokeworldpodcast.com is the website. Sponsors been getting great feedback. Appreciate you visiting there, but now we have swag. All right, enough of that. What's going on, people? How you doing? How your week has been? I'm hoping it's been going great. You know, all that. What else is going on? What else is going on in cigar news? Cigar news, very little for me as far as research. Interestingly enough, because I have some folks in my circle who drink, you know, I'm not hating. You know, Fireball whiskey, you know, the Fireball, which is the cinnamon whiskey. It's not my cup of tea. Okay, I'm not hating. Okay, it's just too sweet for me. But guess what? They actually now are going to have a cigar. So all you Fireball whiskey fans, guess what? They have a cigar to go with your Fireball. Some cinnamon type infused whiskey cigar. Knock your socks out. It's all good. It's all gravy. It's all good. Sixers! That's right. Philly's in the building. The 76ers, we were getting spanked up by Miami. We didn't have Embiid. Embiid comes back, puts his face mask on. Not the one for coronavirus, but the one to protect your face. And guess what, folks? We win the game! I thought we were done. We might have a chance. The Sixers may have a chance against the Miami Heat. MB is back in the building. Yeah. Another thing, folks, you got to be paying attention. Again, I got Pedro from Drawer States coming up. We're going to be doing an interview. I'm excited about that. We're going to be giving away some Drawer States swag. So you need to be paying attention to the Smoke World Podcast on IG. Drawer States Pedro on IG just to find out what's going on so you can win that. Let your friends, let your family know, because again, like I told you last time, you know what happens. You know what happens. You win something, and NSC is hot, like, oh, that's nice. Damn, where you get that from? You know how it goes. Your homie, your sister. Damn, you couldn't tell me? Yeah, so let the folks know what's going on. Don't be like that. Now, this episode is very different from any episode because this is going to be a clip. Okay, listen closely to what I'm saying, folks. This is a clip from Grant Cardone. You may say, who's Grant Cardone? Grant Cardone is a guy, a young man who's making money, making moves. You know how I got introduced to Grant Cardone? Through what I've been telling you, folks, and nobody's sponsoring none of this. I'm not sponsored by Grant Cardone. I'm not sponsored by the Clubhouse. I met Grant Cardone on the Clubhouse app. Okay, that's the social media audio. Again, audio. You can talk. Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you. The social media audio app. Grant Cardone is out there making moves. And Grant Cardone is a billionaire. He's a guy who's making money. He has some great tips. And I said, you know what? He's given a seminar. So again, you can Google Grant Cardone because it's called 10X. That's his business. He teaches financial literacy. Okay, so this is going to be a little different because I got a snippet. And pretty much this is what this podcast is going to be. This, that snippet of information, because guess what? We spend money on these cigars. Are we making any money? So some of you listening may be saying, Stone, what the hell is this podcast? What are you talking about? mind your business. Okay, if you want to make some money, this is what it's all about. Learn to listen. Okay, learn to listen. Because, you know, I think we think we know it all. Because, again, the cats I smoke with and the young ladies, they're not like 19 or 20 years old. We're kind of like in our mid-Christ, middle age. We got more time behind us than we do ahead of us type of thing. So, you know, we want to be comfortable. And it's never too late. So this is a snippet of a summit that Grant Cardone was doing on May 7th, which was yesterday, if you're listening to today, Sunday. Again, then how can I forget my mother's? Happy Mother's Day. How can I forget that there's Mother's Day? Sisters of the Leaf, happy Mother's Day. I should have started off with that. My apologies. I'm so excited about this money talk. So you can have many more abundant Mother's Days. But nonetheless, Grant Cardone, 10X is the business name. The Connect was Clubhouse. And at the end of the day, none of these entities sponsor Smoke World. But I think it's good information, and I wanted to share it. And this is just a small clip of what he was going over. This is like a four-hour seminar he's having with numerous people as guests. They're talking about financial literacy. Okay, so that's what it's all about, folks. So sit back, enjoy, and I will check you out on the other side. All right?
Money is very, very simple. It is not complicated. It is very simple, and I can show you and really, really simplify how much money you should be saving, how much money should you be investing, how much money should you be using for marketing. When you get money, where should you put it? Most of you don't even put it in the right place. I'm talking about 90% of the people watching right now. There's a 90% chance you don't even put your money in the right place. IRAs, KIOs, 401ks, savings accounts, money markets, awful for you. And you're like, what are you saying? Going out and buying a house right now? Terrible investment for most people. Okay, trust me, folks. I went from nothing. No money, no income, no credit, no friends, no connections, and a bad reputation to have an $8 billion valuation on our companies. Okay, $5 billion in real estate, $3 billion valuation, and about almost $1 million a day comes into this company every single day. So I'm just telling you, if I can do this without a degree, without connections, without credit, you can do this. But you got to change. Let's go back to this. Does your potential, every time you have problems with what I'm saying today, does your reality equal your potential? Yes or no? So every time you start thinking, oh, Grant Cardone is wrong about this, does your reality equal your potential? Because when I was trying to figure out what I was doing wrong, and I would read something that Warren Buffett says, never lose money, never lose money, never lose money. I'd be like, what? How can you never lose money? It's impossible that you never lose money, right? Because I studied, like, I don't know, probably 500 hours of Warren Buffett. Read every interview, every book, every article, everything he'd ever done. I don't even know how much time, thousands of hours spent studying that guy. And when I would read him say, never lose money, number two rule, don't forget rule number one, never lose money. I'm like, how can you never lose money? It's impossible. And then I asked myself, why are you telling the old man he's right and nobody knows who you are? I'm sorry, why are you telling the old man he's wrong, that can't be true? And then I'd ask myself this question, does your reality equal your potential, Grant? My potential has always been off the chart, just like yours, by the way, and my reality was way down here. So I said, no, my reality does not equal my potential. And if your reality does not equal your potential, find someone that is an example of your potential. Don't look your neighborhood. Me and Dame Dash were talking about this, and Percy Miller. I'm like, bro, how important was it for you to get out of your neighborhood? He's like, look, if I keep comparing myself to the reality of my neighborhood, I cannot get to the potential neighborhood that I could live in, right? So just keep asking yourself this question when you challenge me today, because I'm going to be sharing some things with you that's going to make you think different about money, marketing, revenue, scaling, creating the life that you deserve, okay? Number one, money's complicated. No, it's not. Number two, it takes money to make money. It's a complete myth. This is not true, by the way. These are not true. Money, it takes money to make money. Not true. Does not take money to make money. In fact, some of the greatest companies on this planet, not only do they not have any money when they start, number two, they don't even have revenue for 16 years. okay? Not net profit for 16 years. Now, this is crazy because my first 15 years that I was in business for myself, because I didn't know anything, all I had was work ethic. I was a freaking maniac when it came to work. Like, I mastered the work ethic. But just because you have work ethic, for you, those of you out there that have this tremendous ability to show up every day, that don't mean you're going to be successful financially. It just means you're going to work your ass off. My dad was super, had super work ethic. He never got to enjoy the fruits of his labor. So it does not take money to make money. Number three, saving is a good thing. Saving is the way to wealth, okay? If you save your money, how many of you know this adage? If you save your money, it'll save you, okay? That's not true. You do not want to save your money. What you want to do is invest the money. Saving will not create wealth. The only way, you want to write this down, the only way to create wealth in your life is to invest money, not to save it. Money markets, savings accounts, checking accounts. Yeah, you need some money in there to transact, but you don't need to be saving 3 months, 6 months, 9 months of reserves like Dave Ramsey tells you, or like the financial institutes or the Wells Fargo, the Bank of America, the financial planner tells you. The financial planner is not wealthy, okay? If you want to create wealth, that is. And we already said that money's not complicated. There's plenty of it. It's an abundant amount of it. You should have plenty, and your reality does not equal your potential to money, okay? Four, all debt is bad debt. Actually, there is some debt that is better than cash. In fact, much of the debt is better than cash. And I would just tell you this without getting too complicated. Cash is actually debt. The difference between debt and cash is cash gets taxed. That's why most people never get ahead. When you save money, you get taxed on that money. When you use debt, you do not get taxed. Okay? You've never been taxed on an Amex card or Visa card or a MasterCard. You do get taxed on cash. Number five, you should diversify your investments.
Myth.
Myth, total myth. All these are myths, by the way. Every one of these is not true. These were perpetuated by the big banks, Wall Street, and the educational system so that you would be a slave to money. Okay, why did they create money in the first place? Does anybody know why money was created in the first place? Okay, beyond, hey, we need some easier way to trade other than a donkey. Hey, man, I give you six chickens for your one donkey, okay? Okay, short of why that, they needed a better way to exchange things, right? But the reason this was done, the reason money was created, this is the only product the United States creates, is a U.S. dollar. The only product that we have in this country is created in this country by this, I don't think the government, by the whoever prints the money. Okay, Federal Reserve. Okay, they print money not so they can tax you. They print money so that you work. Okay? Now, if they didn't give you money, you'd be like, I'm not going to go to work if they're not going to give me money. You wouldn't go get a job. You wouldn't be part of a system, right? You understand? So this is just a myth, okay? They're trying to keep it complicated for you so that you don't go start your own casino. Notice if you go to Las Vegas, you can't just start a casino in Las Vegas. You got to get an NFL team or an NBA team or MLB. You can't just go do those things, right? You can't just go like, that's going to be mine and I'm going to have wealth. They've made it complicated. They've given you misinformation. In fact, your financial education is not illiteracy. It is misprogramming. So if you're struggling with money, if your money reality does not equal your money potential, it is because of one of these five myths. Complicated, takes money to make money. No, it doesn't. It's not true. So you're sitting there thinking, my God, man, if I could get some money, if I had some money, and you're in this freaking battle, it's just false. It's a lie, okay? Saving money. I'm saving money. Single mother, two kids. I'm saving money. I'm a nurse, and I can't get ahead. I can't get ahead. But I'm doing all the right things. I work hard. I come home. I take care of the kids. Okay, we live frugal, we save our money, and then we can't get ahead. What's going on? All of a sudden, I'm getting hit with inflation because saving is not a way to protect your family's finances, okay? Number four here, all debt is bad debt. You won't even use debt. You don't know when to get a loan, when not to get a loan, so you're scared of it, okay? And then you diversify with Vanguard or Blackstone across 30 different investments in a fund, and you don't even know what the fund is, and then the market drops 25%. On any given week, and you're like terrified, so you pull your money out and you did exactly what they told you to do, and you're still not getting ahead. By the way, this story can be shared with hundreds of millions of families in America. The story, the money mythology can be like, you can take that story and put it across hundreds of millions of families for the last 100 years. You could go back to the 1920 and share those five things that I just shared, and I guarantee you, the people in the 1920s, 1940s, 1960s, 1980s, in the year 2000, they'd be like, yeah, takes money to make money, save for a rainy day. If you save your money, it'll save you. A penny saved is a penny earned. All this bullshit, money doesn't grow on trees. Diversify your investments. That has been trained to us by the educational and financial institutions for hundreds of years, so that you don't have money. Every time you take that lesson, you benefit the very people that shared that lesson with you, okay? So we gotta fix that. That thing has to get fixed, okay? I literally spent almost 5 hours in 13 days on this one topic, showing you where money needs to go. Shaq O'Neal is going to talk about this in a little bit with me. Robert Herjavec is going to talk about it with me here in a little bit, and Rob Dyrdek is going to talk about it. Okay, I'm gonna also have some people come in and talk to you about why if you don't do this, what ends up happening when you're 50, 55, and 60 years old, okay?
Folks, there you have it. I wonder what's gonna happen. Grant Cardone, 10X Summit. Again, folks, just a little snippet of what's going on. The reason I'm playing that, because at the end of the day, we all need some money, okay? We're spending money on cigars, drinks, cars. You know how we do it. We know how this habit can be. So, appreciate you listening. Sisters of the Leaf, happy Mother's Day. Love you guys. Don't forget to follow Instagram, Smoke World Podcast. Email Stone at smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website with the swag. Smokeworldpodcast.com, people. Appreciate you listening. Don't forget to like or subscribe. And guess what? I will check you out on the other side. Again, mothers, sisters of the leaf, love you. Happy Mother's Day. Stay safe. And I will check you out on the other side. Peace.